All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Daily live, I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee. Blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly treasures all forsaken, take Me, Jesus, take Me now. I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Make Me, Savior, holy Thy. Let Me fill the Holy Spirit. Truly know that Thou art mine, for I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Breathe on Me. Breathe. Thou my heart. Lord, I want you to cleanse every part. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Breathe on me. Ooh, a breath of God. Breathe on me, Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Thou my heart, cleanse every part. Holy Spirit, personal this morning. Tell him you're my Lord. You're my Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you're my Lord. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that you alone, you're my Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. My soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. That is the sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
I am, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you, and thank you for the beautiful time of worship. We surrender all to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just love you so much. And let you be. Your word is always a sweet, sweet sound in our ears. So thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for setting the tone for this morning. And thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating our family members this morning with such joy on your heart and the love of the Lord. We love and appreciate you and Dr. Vanessa and our entirety MC family. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Minister Willa, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, founded the Master's Call. And we stand on a scripture verse which can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is where you can go to find all the messages, as well as the full bio of all of our speakers, and that is themasterscall.net. Again, themasterscall.net. Every year, God, the Holy Spirit, blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme, and our theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, as you have heard us say so often, we pray for you, our TMC family. We also pray that God will put it on your heart to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Keisha do, to be a psalmist, as you heard Dr. Vanessa, or to be a host, as I am doing, or just maybe God has put a word on your heart to share. Well, if that is you, we urge you to contact Dr. Vanessa, and you can contact her at info@themasterscall.net, and she will be in contact with you. Now, on Fridays, we stay a little bit longer so that we can get your praise report and your prayer requests live. And that's during the second half of the call. However, when you send your praise report or your prayer request to info@themasterscall.net, you can be assured that we are praying for you. Now, the company that brought us all together was once called Artist International, and it is now called Artist Life. And it was established by the D.H. De Leon family. To find out more about the company and the products, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I can guarantee you they will be more than happy to share that information with you. Now, immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call, which is led by a group of dynamic leaders who will give you all the information you need about the benefit of the products. And to access that call, you can go to 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617 pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617 pound. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and the manager, Dee Lee, is the host. Also, there's a bypass number so that you won't have to pay any charges, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Well, I am going to introduce the speaker, and then I am going to pray, and then you will hear from our speaker, who is none other than the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Minister Cox serves as the District 37 Union Manager and is a board member of a number of charities and businesses groups. She is also an active member of the NAACP. She is she sings the gospel in her church choir. She's also the floor captain where she lives at Concord's Village, and she holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary, and she is a graduate of the New York Police Department Citizens Police. She is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurial program. We are just so delighted to have Minister Cox as Minister Cynthia as our speaker for this morning, and let's pray. Holy Spirit, we come to you this morning forever grateful, forever thankful for this day that you have made. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, that you have allowed us to get up, to start our day with the Word of God. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for Dr. Piccola. We ask and we thank you for the Master's Call family and all of our guests who have joined us. And God, we just ask, Father, that you lead and guide our way. Now, God, bless the speaker. Bless Minister Cynthia this morning. God, we thank you that you put a word down in her that is going to enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin this day. And God, we just won't keep this word to ourselves, but give us an open mouth to share it with someone to be a blessing. We love you, Lord. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, that we look like you, a sterling image of Christ-likeness. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. So it is my pleasure to present to some and introduce to others my sister, who is Christ-centered. She's yielded. She's necessary. Thoughtful, involved in everything she does, and is just simply amazing. Who am I speaking of? None other than our Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you, Minister Willer. I was just saying, who is she talking about? Thank you for that awesome introduction. And that I'm just excited this morning. And thank you so much. I appreciate you. And thank you, Minister Keisha, for ushering us, greeting us this morning. I was ushering us in, greeting us this morning. So we so appreciate you and love you to life. And thank you, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for bringing us into worship this morning. We so appreciate you. You do so many duties. We so love you so much for all that you do, and we appreciate you. And I'm going to honor both of you right now. I honor two outstanding co-founders, Master Call of the Master Call is Reverend Dr. Piccola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford. We shall be blessed at all times, they share with us. We should be blessed at all times. So we are thanking for this blessing, because without them, where would we be in the morning? So I can't thank God enough for what they have already shared with us. And I got to give God all the glory this morning, give him all the glory, because God is my strength and the power this morning. I thank him. And I want to just thank the Diaz de Leon family for sharing honest life with us. That's why we all connected here together, and we are healthy, and we are blessed to be on this platform this morning. So I give God all the praise this morning. Thank him, thank him, thank him. I can just say to you guys, what happened. I had one sermon, then something flipped and changed. I told you, sometimes you, if you do it early and something else come up, you have to change. So I had to do some praising this morning. Hallelujah. My subject is praising is our banner, praising God this morning. You got to praise him because there's so many things happen within the time frame that you start to put your sermon together. And then you said, Lord, look what happened. I just turned on the TV last night. I just can't believe it again. So we're going to have to pray for this world because so many things are happening. And they call it on the pandemic, but I didn't think so. I just think they had it in them all the time. So we're going to give God a praise this morning. We can even praise him, praise him, praise him. So my thing this morning, let me just, the scriptures, I'm reading Ephesians 1, 19 to 22, but I'm not going to read them all, but I say, I pray that you will begin to understand the incredible greatness of his power for us who are believers in him. This is the same mighty power. Amen. Then on 20 of it says that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand on the heavens of elements. 21 says, now he is far above any ruler, authority, or power, or leader, or anything else in this world, on this world to come. 22, and God has put all the things under the authority of Christ, and he gave it to his authority for the benefits of the church. Praising him is our banner this morning. Let us pray. Dear Lord, please give me the strength to face today and all that I see that may bless that it contains. Give me the courage to walk on, no matter what, how long the path is, or how many turns the road holds. Guide my thoughts today, Lord, so that I may walk in love, peace, and with gratitude, and stay focused on you. Hallelujah, Jesus. As I say, amen, amen, amen. This morning, while I was changing tosses, I praised him this morning. I can't do nothing but praise him. Because things are going so out of control, but God is in control. So that's what we got to think about. God is in control. Praising our banner. Praise is another important discipline in the key of success in spiritual warfare. It's one of the most powerful weapons available to the believers. Jesus modeled praising by teaching his disciples to start and end their prayer with it. Don't wait to win the victory before you start praising him. Use it to lay the groundwork for the victory the Holy Spirit desires. You act to do a battle from position to victory. And as I read the, in Paul and Silas, I read Ephesians just a few minutes ago. When it says, this Christians, It's a spiritual warfare right now. This is what's going on, spiritual warfare. So as we move forward, when Paul and Silas, when they, you know, when they was struck with them many blows, they threw them into prison, commanding that the jailer of the guards be secure, and he, having received such a commandment, threw them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stock. But about midnight, Paul and Silas was praying, singing hymns of praises to God. And the prison were listening, and suddenly there came a great earthquake. So the foundation of the prison house was shaken. Immediately after the door was opened and everyone's chain was unfastened. Hallelujah. So that's why sometimes we have to pray because we know that God is a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He's like I said, they said no surprise. As I was speaking to one of the pastors, she says no prize, not a surprise what's going on. But we are pretty much in shock. But as we believe it, we must keep know that God is able. He's able to keep us from falling. He knows everything all day, every day. So we got to praise him. It's our banner. I read in Revelation 19:5 said, and down throne came a voice that said, praise our God, all his servants, from the least of the greatest and all who fear him. Hallelujah. And as Psalm 7:1-8 said, that is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long. How many can say that this morning? How many can say that they praise God in the noonday, anywhere you at, outside? We out in the streets, and one of my friends yesterday said to you, be careful. I said, I'm praying already. I'm praying, just praying, just praying. You got to pray all the time. You can't pray without ceasing because there's so much going on. So we got to know that God is in control, but we have to be careful, so careful now. You can't say things to people anymore. You don't know what I call press the blum button. You don't know when it's going to go off. So the best thing is to pray. I had the young lady yesterday. I prayed for her. She said, thank you. Thank you. So you don't know who you touch, who lies you're going to touch. So you got to stay prayed up. Praises are better. So Psalms 156 says, yet everything that lives and sing, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord this morning. You can't go without praising him. If you're not praising the Lord, there's things coming at you. And I thank God, hallelujah, things coming at me left, right, and center. I said, Lord, you don't question God. You just keep moving. You said, why are they coming? We'll give it all, as my prophet Kai would say, give it all glory. Just praise God because God knows. He sees all this. He want to test you and see how strong you are, how you know, what happened. He wants you closer to him because, you know, we are busy. Me, I'm always doing something, but you know what? I have time for God. When I first started with the ministry, I was moving fast out the door, and then when I came outside, there is Satan. Just slapped me right side of the head. I said, oh, my God, what did I didn't do? I didn't pray long enough. They said, spend time with God. Spend some time with God. Not being in the hurt. Give him all the praise. Praise do a lot for us. It's the best Lord could ever do. I'm reading from Psalms 6:6. The earth trembles and the heavens pour rain before you. The God of saints, before God, the God of Israel. So we have to stay prayed up. We can't be in a rush. We can't do nothing but give God all the praise because things are not the same. Because as I look at the TV, I say, COVID is back, well, and alive. So we thought it was good. We can take off our masks and we can just do what we want. But God said, wait just a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute. We need y'all to understand. I'm in control. So one of my good friends I called, she had got COVID. I said, oh, my God. So it is real. I'm always careful. I stay careful. Mother Owen said, wear your mask. I laugh, but it's true. We have to stay prayed up. We have to stay prayed. It's a weapon of warfare right now. Lord God, God opened the doors for us. But if we are ready to walk into his praising him, are we praising God at any time? Do we have time for him? As we move forward, as I move forward in this journey of God has given me, I have to stay prayed up. I praise him. If you defeat the devil, and you read in the 2 Kings says, you can move forward. You can move forward if you find a time to praise him. If you bring revival, 2 Chronicles, you can read that at a time you can, 2 Chronicles 31:2. 34 and 12, Psalms 107 and 32. If you could just read it, praise him. He keeps you happy and gives you joy. Isaiah 61:1-3 said, no matter will and violence be here, your land is despoiled and breaking down within your boundaries, and you will certainly call your own. Walk in salvation and your gates of praise. So you got to be thankful every day that you wake up. Give God the praise. Don't be so in a rush. It keeps you happy and gives you joy. You know I always love the word joy. Joy. Can we find joy this morning? Can we find joy? Because joy and happiness. And I thank God for it. You praise praise is an act of body worshiping. When you worship God, you express various emotions with your body. The following one is an example of how we worship through praising. When you clap your hands and stomp your feet, hallelujah, you portray excitement. And you can read 2 Kings 11 and 12, Psalms 98 and 8. So when you clap your hands and praise, like Dr. Vanessa was praising this morning, when you stand up and march or walk, you portray and read it, ready to serve or to go to God in prayer. Genesis 13 and 17, you can read that. Deuteronomy 11 and 22 through 25. Joshua 1:1-5. When you lift up your hands and you worship him and you surrender to God. Oh, I surrender this morning. Psalms 28:2. And 6:3 and 3-4. You worship him this morning. You worship God. When you dance and express a great joy, you're worshiping God. So you can read Psalms 30 and 11 and 149 and 3. Read that. When you sing and you express gladness of your heart, you thank God. You give him all the praise. Nothing comes before him. You thank him this morning for all that he has done and what he's about to do. I praise him this morning. I can't praise him enough. Hallelujah. As I keep on giving God the praise, things are coming so powerful and so blessing, and I thank God every day I wake up. I can't thank him enough. So sometimes we are in a hurry, but you got to be, say, you know, be still. Psalms 4:6-10 said, be still, know that I am God. I am the truth and the life. Don't nobody come before me. So I know that God is in my life. I can't thank him enough, because I got to praise him at all times. When things continue to do come at me, I don't know, just Satan is just busy. He's just coming forward. But I am still praising God. When everything is seen to be going, I still got God first. He's first in my life. When you play skillful and instruments and you show forth the adore of him, you give him praise. Hallelujah. Psalms 33:3. When you fall down on your knees and you ask him to portray you humble yourself and depend on God. That's what you have to do. You got to humble yourself and depend on him. He knows everything. He will do everything for. I have to be transparent, because sometimes I do a thing. So now I learn to just step back and say, let God control. He's in control. So just let him do what he will show you. He will bring things to you when you least expect it. When you sit down and keep silent, you show forth rest and trust in God. Hallelujah. Read Proverbs 13:3, 17:27. The word of God is our testimony, our foundation. Hallelujah. When we ask Dr. Pakola, ask us to fast and pray, that's a part of that. Open up our spiritual ears that we may hear. And affected your most powerful weapon, the Lord, the Word of God. That's your powerful weapon. This is a weapon mentioned that because of foundation, we need God no matter what. Hallelujah. Everything you do is spiritual. Warfare must be based on the Word of God. Hallelujah. The following thing that we understand it every time something come at us, that's a test that God wants us to come closer to him. Come closer to God, because he needs us. He needs us to be ambassadors out sharing the word. God wants to see when someone see you. Can they see God in you? Do they know you connected to him? Can they tell that you connected to him? That's why I said, thank you, Jesus, for what I have already accomplished. That's why I love this call, because I have grown so much closer to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Someone is about to try to take me off my game, but I said, no. As I always love to say, I praise God. When difficult moments, I seek him. When the quiet moment, I worship him. In painful moment, I trust him. And every moment, I thank God for another day, another life, another This is June is a time of, this is a center part of this year. We're halfway through. God, we praise him this morning. We can't thank him enough. Oh God, as I close this morning, I want y'all to understand, give God all the praise. Don't be go before him, just be still. And he will show you. He will show you he loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you. And I love you too. Back to you, Minister.
Thank you, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for that on-time message, praising God. Lord knows we need to praise him during this time, and I will call you back to give our benediction after I pray and have the announcements. Father God, we are eternally grateful for this time. Thank you so much for the on-time, spirit-filled message that your daughter, Minister Cynthia, brought to us this morning. Lord, we ask you continue to minister to her soul, that you continue to be her guide. God, that those things that you put before her, God, that she prospers therein. Father, give her the authority to tread on everything that is not of you and to go forward, God, in those things that are of you. Lord, we ask that you close every door that should not be stepped into and that you open wide each and every door and opportunity that you have for her. And God, that she overtakes it with the authority that you have given her according to Ephesians 3:20, that she can do exceedingly abundantly above all she can ever ask or think, God, because you've given her that power. And we thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over, be with and keep Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Pacola, the artist, entire our artist family, Lord, from Papa Diaz de Leon all the way down to the youngest. God, we lift up Kalon. Father, we thank you for healing his body, for touching his leg. God, that no weapon formed against this young man will prosper. God, we thank you for miracle. And we thank you, God, that for all that you have in store for her and for keeping her. God, we thank you for Mother Eleanor as she walks across that stage. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for touching Wanda and Taryn, God. While Taryn was not able to get the MRI yesterday because they couldn't find a vein, Father, we know that when she goes back, those veins are just going to pop up and she will be, and all is well. We thank you for her healing. Lord, we thank you for Zuri. We thank you, God, for that she will be able to attend her daughter's graduation. God, we thank you for Carmelia, who sent the prayer request in for her. God, we lift up Mother Margaret. Thank you, God, for touching her. Thank you for Prophet Kai, God. Thank you that nothing is too hard for you. God, we thank you for Grandma Ella May, how you've kept her down through the years. We thank you for Kaylin and Lipscott and baby Alexia and Brother Darryl, Lord, and Dr. Blackwood and Minister Wanda and Uncle Herman and Freddie and Jai and Jerry and Pastor Everett and Minister Ruth and Minister Robin and the entire office staff and Fatia Askia. Lord, we thank you because you know all about each and every one of them, Lord, and what is needed. God, I thank you for the Master's Call leadership team. I thank you for each and every caller who has joined us, each and every family member. God, that you order our way, that you direct our staff, our feet. God, we thank and praise you for for comforting the bereaved families in the name of Jesus, for holding them forever close, that they feel your love. We give you praise now, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this Master's Call and that we will go out today proclaiming your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this call and to do this message. And to do so, you're going to go to 712-432-1085 and the PIN code is 957-677 pound. Again, 712-432-1085 and the PIN code is 957-677 pound. Again, the morning motivational call is this morning and the number is 667-770-1525. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for being our psalmist this morning, for bringing us into praise and worship so beautifully. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating our family members and guests this morning. We love all of you to life, And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. And thank you, Minister Cynthia, for your on-time words. Will you please come back and give us the benediction?
Thank you so much, Minister Willa, Minister Keisha, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dear Lord, I praise you forever for what you have done. In your name, I will hope, for your name is good. I will praise you in the presence of your saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go out and have an outstanding day. God bless you all.